Town Talk Radio Productions brings you this edition of the Town Talk Show, where you'll get information and insight on what's happening all across Terry County, including city, county, and school news, civic events, people of interest, and much, much more. And now, here's Town Talk.
Good morning. Welcome to the Town Talk Show. I'm Danessa Churchwell here with Eric Horton. He's helping me out this morning. And our guest is Ruben Valles, who is the Assistant Chamber Director in Seagraves. And they are going to be celebrating their centennial this weekend. So we are going to get the details, maybe get a little bit of Seagraves history, if he has some for us, and some other good stuff. But first, we are going to take a break. So stay tuned.
Oh man, what the? Oh, here we go again with another commercial in the middle of my show. Look at those buttermilk crispy tenders. Oh, these must be new, huh? Okay, Mickey D's, I see what you're doing. Crispy, crunchy, delectable. Y'all trying to get me with all this deliciousness. You can't. Oh no, that's too enticing. Oh, now you want to break out the signature sauce. Well, go ahead and dip it in there then.
Introducing McDonald's new buttermilk crispy tenders. Hurry in and get a tasty four-piece for just $3.99.
I'm gonna go get me a four-piece. I can watch the rest later.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. Limited time only at participating McDonald's.
If you're looking for small-town charm and the best food in West Texas, the Triple D has it all. Lunch is served Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 with live music, wine, and great food on Friday evenings. They pride themselves on serving the best Texas wine and are proud to be in the heart of Terry County, the great capital of Texas. Swing by the Triple D located at 519 West Main in Brownfield or give them a call at 806-637-0243. Like them on Facebook for daily lunch specials, events, and more. Come on in and grab a table. They'd love to have you at the Triple D.
Welcome back once again to the Town Talk Show, and welcome, Ruben. Thank you for being with us this morning.
You're welcome.
We appreciate you coming in, taking some time out of your day. So you're the Assistant Chamber Director at Seagraves. So how did you get that position?
It started about three years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago. The chamber went out. The lady that was in charge, she left town and nobody took over. But there was a member that was there that was helping still. So for 2 years, they were doing the back to school with the teachers. So they came up to me if I wanted to help. And so I got on board, and for the past 3 years, I've been on there, and we've been getting the chamber back into Seagraves because it was not. It was vacant probably for a good 4 to 5 years.
Oh, wow.
And so we got it back, and now we have more members on there now, and about a good 13, 15 members that we have. So slowly we're getting an event back and putting these things together for the city of Seagraves.
And so what are some of the things that y'all do for Seagraves?
Okay, but 2 years ago, we started out, of course we did our back to school with the teachers, and then the police department, the first year that we got to really do an event, wanted to do a Christmas parade. And so we did a Christmas parade downtown. We had a chili cook-off, and that went so well. The community really liked that. So last year we did it again, and the more people came, and more people were involved in the parade. So this year we're also trying to do it for the third year, doing a Christmas parade in Seagraves, and, you know, picture with Santa. And it had never been done before in Seagraves, so that I could remember. But that really kicked off, so that's going to be our annual thing. We're also going to, after this event that we got coming up, we're going to start working on that.
What date that's going to be?
We want to see Seminole and Denver City also does theirs, so we wouldn't want to interfere with theirs, so we want to see when they do theirs so we can bump ours in. And it might be the first part of December, just to, you know, a lot of people go out during the Christmas holidays. But we have that event, and then we started the circus. You know, every 2 years we have the circus come down, and that's a pretty good thing for the kids, and they really enjoyed that. This year we had it, and we had a good turnout. With the cold weather kind of hit us a little bit in March, so but it worked out really well. And last year we had a music fest in the summer. We had a guy that wanted to do, you know, just to play music all day, and we had it downtown. And that turned out pretty good. And this year, we didn't do anything during the summer because we wanted to focus the centennial. The centennial, Seagraves turned 100 years old back in May 20th.
Wow.
They did have an event going downtown. the museum and some organization there had put it together. And they had something. They had a birthday cake on a Monday, which is the 21st, I think, if I look right. They had a birthday cake, and they had it at the First United Bank. And so people that would go, they can go get a piece of cake from the bank and stuff like that. So, but as far as this event that we got, the chamber and another organization, the Seagrass Local Committee Activity, got together to put this event together. And so that's where we're at right now with this event. Hopefully, you know, turned out really good. And an event used to have been called Celebrate Seagrass, you know, in the years, 25 years ago when Seagrass celebrated the 75th back in 92. That's when it kicked off, the Celebrate Seagrass. And so, and then it kind of died down. So that kind of went away, Celebrate Seagrass. So now it's the chamber and Seagrass Local Activity Committee. You know, they have their own group, and okay, we have ours. So we kind of got together, and we're putting this event together. And we got a good lineup, and then we have a lady out of a Seminole that's helping us put this event together. And so it's a team effort, mm-hmm, you know, all the way around. But, I mean, we're just – I enjoy doing this, you know, and, you know, because something needs to, you know, for Seagrass, you know, right, the city of Seagrass, you know, but
it's home.
It's home. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's home. Yeah. And it's, and we want, and I think we're going to start doing it annually. The date might be different every year because of the homecoming. We want to do it homecoming weekend because, you know, all the exes come back and they, right, enjoy Friday night football. Then Saturday, they don't know what to do. So this way they have an event, you know, in this downtown. Sure. You know, we got the car show. We have the horseshoe tournament. We did put down a basketball tournament, but that didn't go too well on that. So that's not going to happen. But we do have the horseshoe tournament, the car show. We have 14 to 15 different vendors, food vendors, and about another 15 craft and
oh, wow.
And craft and whatever, you know, they do. And then the EMS, the first responders are also going to be out there. John Deere's going to be out there. So jumping houses and train ride and sand digging. The sand digging, they'll have a box and they'll throw like almost $250 worth of quarters or $500 worth of quarters in the box. And they'll have different age level, mm-hmm, and they can go in there and dig and get as much quarter they want within that minute, you know.
Oh, how so fun.
Yeah.
Just for, is that, I'm assuming just for the little ones?
They have different age. I didn't bring what age level, but they'll start from like pre-K.
The 40-year-old section.
They'll do the pre-K all the way up to maybe the fifth grade. And then after that, then whoever wants to, adults want to go in there or high school kids want to get in, right, there, they can. But they were going to give the kids the first shot at it. Mm-hmm. But it's going to be a great event. I think it's going to do really well.
And so this is this coming Saturday, the...
Yes, ma'am.
The 14th. Mm-hmm. And so what time are all the activities going to start?
Okay, right now we'll kick off at 10 o'clock. We have the Star Spangled Banner. We're going to start off with that. We have a lady that's going to do it. And then, man, from 10 to 12, we'll kind of just play music out there. And I do need to put this on there. At 1 o'clock, they're going to do the band hall dedication under Bill Woods. Bill Woods used to have been the band director back in the I'm not going to put the date wrong, but he used to have been the band director in Seagrass for many years, and he did pretty good. He did a good accomplishment for the school. Mm-hmm. And they're going to do the band hall dedication on Saturday.
You say Bill Woods?
They're going to do what now?
Bill Woods?
Bill Woods. Yes. They're also going to recognize him Friday night at the game at halftime. And then Saturday at 1 o'clock, they're going to do the dedication at the Seagrass Band Hall, and they're going to rename it under his name. So that is at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So if any people that used to be under him, you know, they're encouraged to be there to see him. And he's going to be there, too. So we do have a lineup after lunch, which we're really going to kick off on entertainment stuff. But the YFL cheerleaders start off at 1:45. They'll perform their deal. And I know the high school band is supposed to perform hopefully before lunch. We're working on that so they can be down because they'll have to leave to go to that band hall dedication. Mm-hmm. At 2:30, we have Lucky Floyd. Lucky Floyd used to have been a member of the Sparkles back in the 60s and 50s, and they were real popular. And he was also he's also a Seagrass alumni. So he lives in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, so he's going to be coming down and perform a few songs of his hits that he has from and his guitar. I think it's Lucky Floyd and his guitar. I think that's what it's called. Now he's by himself now. And then from 3 to 5, we have a band out of La Mesa called Aviso. They're going to be there performing from 3 to 5. And then we have Steven Suniga. He's a DJ, and he's a Seagrace, also alumni. From 6 to 8, he'll be doing DJs. And then from 8 to 10, we have Cameron Hobbs. He's out of Fort Worth. He's a country, he's in country songs. But one of his members is Dylan McConnell. He's a Seagrace resident and a Loop graduate. So he'll be coming down to help him perform. He's a part of that band too, so he'll be playing. And then to finish the night out on entertainment from 10 to 12, we have the Galaxy Band out of La Mesa will be coming down to finish the night out. But that's more likely what the entertainment as far as that's going to be down out there. And like I said, I mean, we got everything for – I mean, we have everything for young and old all day long. So the car show, we'll have the car show. They're going to be down the main street. And they'll also have a burnout. You know, what they'll do is they'll they'll be right over there by Higginbotham storage building. And if you got old cars or have tires and we want to blow them out, you know, and that's what they're going to do. They're going to blow out tires there. So
oh, wow.
That's,
so it's going like to be a good waste of gas. And
they,
but it's fun.
Yeah, it is. It is fun. The past that we did it last year, man, a lot of people go out just to hear it. And it's just it's awesome. Last year we had a hearse. Once somebody, I think it was Brian Fleming, brought a hearse, an old hearse,
wow.
And tried to burn out the tires on it. And I don't know if he did or not, but I just know that he did. There was a hearse out there that was interesting. So I don't know if he'll be bringing it out there again. But there, we're gonna have a burnout. So.
So do y'all still have room if someone is just hearing about this, they want to get a booth in, do y'all have room or is that done already?
We have room for more crafts. Food, you will have to contact me by tomorrow, by lunch, simply because they'll have to contact the food inspector to make sure. And then also we're not doubling up, so everything that's there is nobody else is making.
Oh,
so if
that's
somebody,
always good.
Yeah, so if somebody's making corn on the cob, then nobody else is making corn on the
right.
cob. You know, so give opportunity everybody to try different stuff, right. Not just three booths being the same thing.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, lunchtime tomorrow will be the deadline, and after that, we're not taking any more. So, because Friday night we'll have to get things ready for Saturday,
right.
And then also Friday night after the game, the Ministerial Alliance and Seagrace are having a street dance. After game party downtown, they're also going to be downtown. They're going to have a DJ also from, I don't know where, I think he's from Lubbock, and they'll be down there performing with these kids after the football game. You know, that kind of keep everybody together instead of, you know, homecoming weekend, you know, kids do crazy stuff. And this way, the minister wanted to get all the kids. They're going to have free food there, prizes. So they're going to have something going on that night for the kids too. So it's going to be a fun-filled weekend. This weekend and see how that goes. And also on the centennial thing, First United Bank also turned 100 years old this year.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then Higginbotham Bartlett turned 100 years.
Really?
They'll turn 100 next month.
Next month.
In November the 17th, if I can remember. Yeah. So we have businesses that are still the same age as Seagrave. So,
wow.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, and I'm not too sure on the Simpson Hotel. I know they were. It's still existing. I know they're selling that hotel right now. So if anybody's interested, they're going to be open Saturday so people can go in and see. And I have no idea how much it costs, but they're selling it. So it'd be
I'm
nice
sure
to
I don't have the money for it.
But it'd be nice if somebody go down there and buy. You know, it's a good investment
keep
there.
It,
to,
yeah, keep,
keep
it going.
Going.
Oh, yeah.
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 But.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, you can give us some more details.
Okay.
At Clinic Pharmacy, we monitor all your prescriptions so you don't have to. Why is that important? It's vital for your pharmacist to check for drug-to-drug interactions with every prescription you fill. And with more than 136,000 prescription drugs available in the United States, you need a caring, dedicated pharmacist to be sure that one prescription you're taking won't interact negatively with a new prescription. Caring for your health is what our professionals do best. That's Clinic Pharmacy, 901 Tahoka Road here in Brownfield, 637-7049.
Brownfield ISD, providing opportunities for all students to excel, exhibiting success in academics, athletics, and band, staying in front of technology using smart boards, iPads, and Google Books. Great facilities, including a state-of-the-art indoor practice field and training center. Uncover the opportunity. Brownfield ISD, committed to excellence.
Linagar Electric Cooperative can be depended on with over 60 years of service. At Linagar, we provide electricity to all or part of 11 counties, serving more than 5,400 members and more than 22,000 meters. We are proud to call West Texas our home. With our main office in Tahoka and branch offices in Sundown, La Mesa, and Seagraves. Someone who takes pride in offering the people they serve the very best. Linagar Electric Cooperative is proud to support the students and athletes of West Texas.
Welcome back to the Town Talk Show. We have been learning all about the Seagraves Centennial Celebration coming up on Saturday. And we've talked about all the entertainment in the booths, the car show. If someone wants to enter a car in the car show, can they still do that?
Yes, ma'am, they can. Luis Guerrero and Brian Fleming are in charge of that. They did give me a time on it. I wasn't too sure what he put on here, but I know that they will take it up, I think, till 10 o'clock. I want to make sure, but I know that's the right time on that day. Let's see here.
Are there going to be certain categories?
Yeah, they'll have different categories. I don't know how they do it, but the registration is from 8 to 10. Okay. The burnout contest is at 12. And then they'll do the awards about 1:30. And the entry fee for the car show is $30. No additional cost for the burnout, so it's free. So, because you'll have to pay for your own tires afterwards. But I'm sorry. There is a fee. I guess he didn't. It's $15 for the burnout contest.
Okay.
Yes. Okay, yeah. $15 for the burnout contest.
So
I'm sorry.
So you can enter the burnout contest and not enter the car
show.
Yeah.
Okay. You can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's put together by the Dust Roaders Car Show, the second annual. So last year was their first year. Now there's a group of guys in town that have their own car show and stuff like that. So this is going to be their second year doing it together. And so they want more. If you got a car out there that, you know, when you think it'd be somebody else, you know, bring it down and go from there, you know. So they always have a good turnout. They always do really good. And they'll give prizes away also for, and I don't know how they do their category, but I know they give something out for that.
Okay. And then I'm wondering if you can give us any history on the town of Seagraves. You've given us a little with some of the stores, but you said you grew up there.
Mm-hmm.
You were raised there. So just some random history fact about Seagraves, maybe. I'm kind of putting you on the spot.
I'm learning. I mean, I've been there all my life, and being out in the public is, and you get to learn a lot of stuff. I'm also on the city council in Seagraves, so you get to learn a lot of stuff about how Seagraves was, and Seagraves wasn't, when Seagraves was born before that, it was called Blythe.
Oh.
Blythe. So, and there's a lot of history about that, but then, 100 years ago, it changed over to Seagraves.
Uh-huh.
So, but really, I mean, it's just a learning experience to being there. There's different stuff about Seagraves. Uh-huh. I mean, it's just a lot to learn about. I can tell you, I mean, living there, I just go to work and, you know, and get involved and stuff like this. Uh-huh. But, and Seagraves is a great place. I mean, it's nice and quiet, you know, and that's why my kids grew up there. One of them graduated already, and my other son, he's still going to school, and my wife works at the bank there in Seagraves. So, it's a great place to live. And I mean, I go to church there, and Pathway to the Cross in Seagraves. And so there's, I mean, the fact about Seagraves is it's just a nice place. I mean, there's a lot of history there about Seagraves. So.
Yeah. And y'all also have a new police chief.
Yes, recently. Brent Grinsome. Yes, yeah. He just got on board last month. Chief McCauley went to Cisco. And so, yeah, we got Officer Brent. He's doing a fine job right now. And you know, the changes in the city, you know, right now, and for the better. But, you know, we have to move on. And you know, every day is different. You know, every day brings a different challenge. And mm-hmm. we'll go from there, you know.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So going back to the centennial celebration, how long did y'all plan? How long has this been in the works?
This been in the work, and we want to say it's been since the end of July, August. We talked about it back in April, May, somewhere around there, because we knew we wanted to do something during homecoming weekend. So we knew right off the bat that homecoming was going to be on the 13th, and we wanted to do something on the 14th. Mm-hmm. Right before when they started talking about doing what they did in May, the museum and all them, that the centennial, the actual mm-hmm. birthday date, we already had planned that, okay, we want to do something big on homecoming weekend. So we talked about that, and then so probably about the end of July when we had our meeting, we said, okay, this is the date, and then we started planning it out, you know, putting it out there, and you know, people like wait at the last minute. So the last 3 weeks, it's been like, okay, bam, bam, okay, we want to put in, yeah. in, you know, like, so it's been like a rush. And I get texts in the evening and the morning and, you know, calls, you know, and the thing about us, it's kind of tough for us because we don't have an actual somebody sitting behind a desk at the chamber building. Right. So everybody works. So while I'm at work, I'm answering this, you know, or, you know, when I get time, I can answer back. And so for a good hour and a half every other week, we've been having meetings.
Oh,
so
wow.
These past 2 weeks, we've been having it on every week. So last weekend into yesterday, we had a meeting on it, and to get things ready for the event this weekend. So it takes time, you know. But you know, we don't get paid for it. You know, we don't pay nobody to do this event. We do it because you know something like this in secret needs to, you know, to get done. You know, it's for the community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not here, I don't want my name out there. You saw, well, Ruben did this, and, you know, or the like that. You know, it's the chamber. You know, it's a team effort because everybody's doing a part. You know, the past 3 weeks, we probably had about 6 people there at our meeting, and everybody's doing their part. So
right.
It's not me. It's not one person. It's everybody's doing their part and getting involved. And also selling tickets. You know, they're selling raffle tickets for a 12-gauge shotgun. First place, and then second place is the Orca cooler, and the third place the Lumens 600 light flashlight.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they're out there selling tickets too. So if you know anybody that's part of a chamber member, you know, they're selling tickets. So we're also, it's $10 a ticket.
Okay.
And
that.
Those proceeds go to the chamber.
Yes, okay. You know, so we can make them more event, and that also
Absolutely.
That money will probably go for the Christmas parade too. You know,
right?
You know, so I mean, everything's spent for something. You know,
I'm looking forward
you know.
To that.
Yeah.
Christmas parade.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, and then we got to pay for Santa Claus, you know, to come down. But, you know, but yeah, it's a team effort. I mean, everybody gets involved and everybody does a fantastic job on it. So,
uh-huh.
you know, for sure.
And so you mentioned some class reunions. Is there certain years or is it just
I know,
overall if you graduated?
The only one that I know that I was told that they're going to have one this weekend was the class of 77. They're meeting at the Gaines Room. I don't know anybody on the class of 97 or 07. I don't know. I graduated in 97, and I don't know my class. I don't know if they doing anything or not. But
yeah,
I know
but
that
y'all
for sure.
Are encouraging
yes.
Graduates.
Yes.
To
yeah, I'm encouraging
alumni.
Be at the football game, and then you know they'll be recognized, and then they also have a parade on Friday too. I
okay.
believe it's like 1 or 1:15. They'll have a parade going on, and you know, you'll have to contact the school if you want to be on the parade and stuff like that.
Okay.
But, yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, all the class reunion would be awesome to have there. And even that, I mean, 100 years in Seagrave, you know, if you graduated last year or 2 years ago, you know, you're part of, you know, you have to, you know, you're part of Centennial because you graduated from Seagrave, you know. And so, but, yeah, this is for everybody. So
okay. You're taking on Tahoka, right?
Yes, we're on. We're taking on Tahoka. Yeah,
that's a storied rivalry too.
Yeah, it's an old rivalry that we had with them, and you know we start district play with them too. So, yeah.
Big night.
Yeah,
it is. Yeah,
it's good.
Go
yeah.
Eagles.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, we do office picks for games.
Oh, okay.
And I will say I did Circle Seagraves.
Circle Seagraves also.
Oh, there you go. So. I appreciate that. I appreciate the support.
And being a shallow water grad, that's hard.
Yeah, I bet it is. I bet it is.
Well, Reuben, is there anything we've missed that you wanted to go over today that we haven't touched on?
No, I mean, just come on down. I know Brownfield has their Harvest Festival too. You know, you can go to both places. You know,
I mean, we're close enough.
Yeah, we're close enough for 20 minutes.
Apart, yeah.
Yeah, go try different stuff, different entertainment. But, you know, we want to make it a big event. We're going to make it an annual thing and homecoming weekend. So, but just come down and support and we'll see you there.
Okay. Is there a number or someone, yourself, or I don't know if you want to put your phone number, or is there a number if they do want to participate or
Yes, they can call me. I don't mind. It's 806-215-3804.
Okay.
That's my number, and they can contact me. And if I don't have an answer, I can get an answer for them, okay. And we can go from there.
All right. Eric, do you have anything else?
No, I don't. I may swing by there this weekend. Just you know, I mean, of course, we'll be a part of Harvest Festival here because I mean, we have not that we have to be, but
yeah,
I mean, we have children involved with all of that stuff, and but this is I really like this. I think that it is a you know, my hometown celebrated 100 years.
Oh yeah,
back in 2013. I think it's important.
Yeah, it's huge.
That is very huge, and I think that all communities. Around here should do that, and it makes you feel at home.
Yeah,
and your home is important. And
yeah, we do the community activity because it's for the community.
Right.
You know, the home. You know, like that. And also I need to add on, not on this right here, this weekend, but a few years ago when we had the other chief, they started the Seagrave Night Out. Mm-hmm. You know, so this year they're doing it again. It's going to be on the 20th. I don't want to give the wrong date, but I know it's going to be this month. Let me see here. I want to say it's on the 24th. I think it's on the 24th.
That's another big event that y'all have a good turnout.
Yeah, and a good turnout. The first year, it wasn't so good, but after that, it's been a lot of people.
Yeah.
So it's a good event that they're continuing doing that. So. Then we have that, you know, they have that event coming up, and then after that, we'll do the Christmas parade and start again. So,
all right.
So we're staying pretty busy now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for coming in this morning,
no problem.
Being with us. We appreciate you making the drive,
no,
even
no
though
problem.
It's not too far. It's still you took time out of your day for us.
No problem,
so we
ma'am. No
appreciate
problem.
That.
Thank you.
This will be up on our website, towntalkradio.com, and on our social media pages as well, so you can share it and get the word out about the Seagrave Centennial Celebration. And we thank our listeners for tuning in this morning. We appreciate you guys, and we thank our sponsors for sponsoring the show and allowing us to do this. And we hope that you have a great day. This is Danessa Churchwell.
And Eric Horton.
You've been listening to The Town Talk Show, a broadcast of Town Talk Radio Productions. If you would like to comment on our show or promote your civic or church event, or if you have an idea for an interesting story, give us a call at 806-637-0030 from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday, or you can drop us a line at info@towntalkradio.com. You can also follow us on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in, and have a great day.